even way back had the wire fence. And I think we just called it a wire fence.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of wire that has a little twisted wire?
Barbed wire.
Huh?
Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. And if you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
For the post.
Okay, and just one of those you'd call one...
Post hole.
Okay. What would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Because they were not here, but we used to, when we traveled a little bit, we call them a wall.
Mm-hmm. And something you could carry water in would be a...
Pail.
What would that be made out of?
Well, usually they were galvanized tin, iron.
Uh-huh. What would you call something like that made out of wood?
A bucket.
What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
Well, in my memory, just a bucket was wood and a pail was steel.
And the thing you could carry food to the hogs in would be called a...
Well, you slopped the hogs, but I can't remember what you call the bucket you put it in. I don't remember.
Did you ever hear a swill pail or slop bucket?
Slop bucket, that's what they call it, slop bucket.
And something you could fry eggs in.
Skillet.
And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
Vase.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everybody a...
Napkin.
And to eat with.
A fork.
And...
Knife, spoon.
Okay. And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Knives.
And say if the dishes were dirty, you say, I have to go.
Wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes.
Dry the dishes.
Or to get the suds off. She
rinse.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them.
Dishcloth.
What about when you're drying them?
Dish rag.
And to wash your face with.
Wash rag.
And to dry yourself.
Towel.
And say if you want to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a...
Funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
Whip.
And nowadays, to carry clothes out to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a clothes...
Hamper.
Or...
Basket.
And something that people used to make out of sugar cane...
Eat syrup.
Any other name for that?
We call it always syrup.
Have you ever heard?
Molasses, but we call it syrup.
What's the difference to you?
No difference.
Did you ever hear it called long sweetening and short sweetening?
Never did.
And, you know, have you ever seen a syrup made, you know?
Yes, my father used to make it more as a hobby than anything else, but...
You know, when you ground the juice out of the cane, you have sort of a pulpy thing left.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear a name for that? What's left of the cane?
I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to pronounce it, but because it's been so long, but we call it something like bagelis.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's it.
And if you bought some syrup or molasses at the store, what would it come in?
Can.
Did you ever hear the expression, a stand of syrup or a stand of lard?
Never did.
And something that flour would come in.
Flour in those days used to come in a barrel and then also in a sack.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Hoop.
Okay. And something smaller than a barrel that nails would come in.
Keg.
And on a water barrel or a beer keg, the thing you turn to get the liquid out.
Spigot.
What about the thing in the yard you could hook your hose up to?
Faucet.
And the thing at the sink?
Faucet.
Okay. And nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a...